Moshe Rabbeinu receives a most unusual request. The Shevet of Gad and Reuven ask Moshe Rabbeinu, "We have so much livestock. Could we go to the other side of the river? Instead of settling down and taking a piece of Eretz Yisrael, how about the other side of the Yarden?" Moshe Rabbeinu at first doesn't know what to do, and it's a whole episode. We usually look at this request in a somewhat negative light. But my Rebbe, Rav Meir Goldwicht, offers a more positive interpretation of what they were thinking. Rav Goldwicht explains that the people of Gad and Reuven had so much livestock because they listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told everybody to eat man, eat tzlav, and they listened, so they never had to shecht any animals. The result was that they ended up with so much more wealth, so much more livestock, and they had a much more healthy diet. Thus, they were stronger people, more capable of fighting, etc. They saw this success and attributed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when they found out that Moshe Rabbeinu would not be buried in Eretz Yisrael proper, but rather on the other side of the Yarden, they said, "How could we leave our leader? How could we leave Moshe Rabbeinu?" They wanted to be spending the rest of eternity on the same side of the river with Moshe Rabbeinu so that he should not be left alone. Says Rav Goldwicht, out of Hakarat HaTov, out of pure gratitude, the people of Gad and Reuven wanted to stay with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they, because of it, they didn't even enter Eretz Yisrael to settle down. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a man of gratitude, as we know from many of the miracles that he abstained from participating from in Mitzrayim. If we take this message of gratitude, that we see to the extents to which the Shivatim are willing to go in order to display gratitude to whom it is due, we can upgrade our own lives and be zochet to tremendous berachah v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeinu.